Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Mahogany Bookkeeping provides a full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, sales tax, and much more. To schedule a consultation with Mahogany Bookkeeping, click the Buy button on this ad or visit mahoganybookkeeping.com.
Hi, this is Yvette Freeman, publisher of The Envoy. If you're a minority or female business owner or creative artist, The Envoy magazine wants to help promote your business. Get listed, get featured, get seen. Visit theenvoyguide.com for more info.
Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm excited to be back another week on my new show here on Biz Radio Asheville. Just want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank Matt Matan as always. And I'm just excited that we're continuing to reach more and more streaming platforms. So let's jump right into today's show because we have a great inspirational story. This person also inspired me to create Mahogany Bookkeeping, which is a partnership that I started earlier this year with my business partner, LaShawn Scott. And this guest was our actual second client. So I met this guest through Mountain BizWorks Catalyst Cohort Program. So we had Jeremiah Robinson on the show about 2 weeks ago. And this program is geared to help minority business owners build their businesses. This guest is also an advocate for ex-offenders re-entering society, which was inspired by his own personal experience in the correctional system that we'll be talking about. And he is the owner of a very successful business, MS Lane Landscaping, which specializes in lawn maintenance, landscape design, small tree and leaf removal, and much more. So without further ado, I just want to introduce this special guest today, Mr. Stephen Smith. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for making this happen. Listeners, you might not know, but we've had technical difficulty. We had to reschedule due to a natural disaster with the flooding a few weeks ago. So I'm just so excited to have Stephen on today.
It's been a lot of things happening, but thank God we're here.
Absolutely. So, Stephen, we always start the show by asking the guests to tell the listeners, you know, where you're from, you know, how you got started in entrepreneurship, and especially in your case, how did you find yourself in the correctional system?
Okay, so it was multiple questions.
Yeah. Start wherever you like.
Okay, I'm going to start with the first one. Actually, I was born in Wilmington, North Carolina, but I was raised in Paterson, New Jersey. So I spent the majority of my years there until I came back to North Carolina to attend high school. Period of time I lived with my grandmother, who I would talk about later, who was a huge inspiration to me actually becoming an entrepreneur and learning about business. So in 1993, of August, well, it was actually 94 when I was actually sentenced, but before that, it was, you know, some just issues occurred with me just being hard-headed and wanted to be on my own and do things according to my own ways and terms. I found myself in a situation. At the time, I was charged with a second-degree manslaughter or murder. And in 1994, what I received at that time was a life Class C sentence. And what that actually meant was that I can serve a minimum of 10 years or a maximum of my natural life. And at the time, I was 17 years old. And just in that October, I turned 18. So, you know, that's where it all started, some of my troubles of the interaction with the correctional facility.
Wow. So, Stephen, to had experienced that just as such a young man, still
if you don't mind me saying, a boy, you know, like a lot of times we want to classify people as they're grown when they're 18. But, you know, I have a 6-year-old son. So I just think about in another 11 years, yeah, he'll be taller than me and he'll know some things. But, you know, he's still a child. So what were some of the life lessons that you learned while being in the correctional system that helped you become an entrepreneur today?
I think a lot of it was reflection. You know, my parents was in my, you know, a lot of my family members were always, you know, trying to train me in a way, in a right way to go. But, you know, like I said, I was just trying to be, you know, like my own boss, my own person. So, you know, my father used to always say, you know, life is based on the decisions that we make. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of times I was making decisions that wasn't good for myself or for other people. That was it. So really it became just a time. So, you know, I just had a lot of time on my hands. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a choice but to reflect on, you know, how I was raised. Like, you know, I started understanding, like, hey, you know, these the decisions that my father told me about were what landed me in this situation. So it became like a time of reflection. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what led to the entrepreneur is kind of like the golden rule. You know, everyone is an entrepreneur in the sense of, you know, the golden rule. I never forget it. It was in school 13 in Paterson, New Jersey, was like in every hallway on every floor, you know, doing to others that you had them doing to you.
Yes.
And that's the thing that my father used to say also is, you know, if he was to lend me his car or do something or lend me some tools or whatever it might be, he said, hey, you take care of it. This stuff's just like it was your own. So in a true sense, that's actually what an entrepreneur is. So, you know, I always had that, you know, growing up, that spirit of entrepreneur, you know, and my grandmother was an entrepreneur. My father was an entrepreneur. So these things were already instilled in me. So just when I was doing that time, I just had a huge amount of time just to, you know, reflect on all of those values that, you know, that I was taught and how I was raised.
And then, Stephen, how many years were you actually incarcerated for?
16 years and almost 3 months.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's odd because 6 days after my birthday, I was released. My birthday is October the 20th. I was released on October the 26th, 2009.
Wow. And just, you know, on this show, we talk about different tips and jewels. What would you say to encourage those that might be listening that have a family member, if they've dealt with being incarcerated, or they're listening incarcerated right now? What would you say to keep people, to keep inspired and to keep pushing? What would you say to keep them going?
I think take advantage of the chance. You know, every day above ground is a great opportunity to do something great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just it's like I say, going back to reflection and knowing what you want in life and what you want to do in life. And, you know, I it was a short period of time. Like, you know, I didn't grow up saying, like, I wanted to be incarcerated.
Sure.
You know, I was just like any other child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had dreams and wanted to do things great. So I think when we put everything back in perspective of just having a reflection of our lives and really what we want out of life, just taking out the time to pursue it, you know, and surrounding ourselves also with people who, you know, have a good understanding and a right state of mind, you know, that can help set us on that direction, you know, and you know, it's always going to be, you know, obstacles, but it's how, you know, we take on those obstacles and, you know, and how we get around them. And like I said, a big part is also the people that we have in our lives.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I just thank God, Stephen, that he brought you this far and that you were able to have that time of reflection and to come back to Western North Carolina and to start your business with lawn maintenance. I know you also have a hauling and truck side of the business. So I definitely want to jump into that so listeners can know how they can support your business and possibly if you have job openings or any other projects that you're working on. So tell us a little bit about MS Lean Landscaping.
Oh, man, I'm glad you asked that. You know, I love talking about, you know, my grandmother because she was the reason, you know, I started MS Lean was in honor of her. So everything that I've seen, you know, growing up from her as a person, you know, as a black woman, I wanted to personify, you know, in a company. Like, I seen that wow. Pursuit of integrity, you know, and quality and things of that nature. So when I observed the way, you know, how she moved and how she maintained herself, I was like, you know what, if I had a company, I would want that company to personify everything that I've seen in her. So I did that, you know. MS Lean is actually my grandmother's name. Her name is Maybelline, or was Maybelline, and I just chopped it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came up with MS, you know, MS Lean. But like I say, it was in honor of her, and, you know, in a reflection of her, of everything that she, you know, that she taught me in the values. So that was the beginning, you know, of MS Lean. So, you know, we just started doing, you know, I always had a knack for, you know, doing yard work. My grandmother had several acres of land in a county outside of Wilmington.
And, oh, wow.
You know, she always had me maintaining the yard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she said, well, if I got a half-grown grandson, I'm not going to pay someone else to maintain, you know, the yard.
I know that's right, and more people need to take that attitude. That's how many people pay, even though we want you to have business. So now, Stephen, if you were released back in 2009, when did you start MS Lean?
So I started MS Lean with the state of North Carolina in 2012. Like, I just registered it as a business,
mm-hmm.
but I was just always like doing little things, you know, planting plants and, you know, doing mulch, some trees, mm-hmm. and things like that. You know, working with like Asheville Green Works and some other nonprofits that were doing some outside stuff. You know, I remember a time that we planted, I think it was maybe about 28, 26 trees at Hillcrest.
So oh, wow.
Always, yeah, we was always doing something. So then, you know, MS Lean came maybe about 2 years after 2012 that we, you know, started. Company actually started coming together.
So what type of advice would you give to entrepreneurs that are getting started that probably might have some obstacles like you had? Because I'm sure it wasn't as easy, you know, being incarcerated for so many years, and then you have people that can be very judgmental, or there's just laws in place where they might say, well, if you have this background, well, we can't hire you for that. I know you mentioned Asheville Greenworks. What type of organizations was able to help you and really push you over the edge to really get your business running?
I'm gonna have to give a lot of credit to my good friend Dwayne Barton, because he actually inspired me, you know, to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
In the town, and I remember. So I guess I have to go back there because it was kind of like the beginning of MS Lean. So after I was released in 2009, I know people don't really know this because I don't really talk about it a lot. So after I was released in 2009, I went to Dwayne and I said, hey, I want to create something around individuals that's coming out of incarceration, around, you know, making mm-hmm. people aware of education, you know, housing issues. Oh,
that's wonderful.
Whatever. So we came up with what we call returning citizens because we didn't want to, you know, ex-cons, ex-felons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, but what actually came out of that was what is now called the Buncombe County Reentry Council.
Wow. Come on, yeah. Stephen. You need to talk about that more often. That's huge that you were a part of that.
Yeah. So we were to pride, like I said, Dwayne inspired me, you know, to take things to another step, you know, because we always talk about, like, how, you know, blacks, we as blacks was kind of like almost locked out of the economic system.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that we had to put ourselves in a position by, you know, creating businesses and doing things of that nature. So going back to, and also another friend of mine, Miss Sharon Oxendine, you know, I don't know, but one of the things that I'm kind of backwards, so I scribe off when people tell me no, like when mm-hmm. people make it harder. I don't work well under good conditions, like when everything easy.
Right, you like pressure.
Right.
You're that diamond, you need that pressure.
Exactly. So, you know, I was going around and everybody was saying, hey, you need this and this. And Miss Sharon Oxendine, you know, she stepped in. She was leading
you know, the Carolina Small Business at the time. And she set up a meeting with Mr. Linwood from the director who was leading the Carolina Small Business in Raleigh, who was, you know, the head person. He came down here and met with me, and she set that up. And
wow.
And we had dinner. And at the end, he was like, hey, man, how much money do you need?
What?
Yeah. And I told him how much. He's like, that's it? I was like, yeah.
Let me start double it. Double it.
I was like, let me just start with that to build a good relationship. And, you know, and it went from there. So, you know, Mountain Bizworks is definitely a huge, huge inspiration as well. I got to give Matt a lot of credit, too, because, you know, a lot of times when I go in and I ask him, he usually don't say no. So, you know, he's always been supportive, you know, of what I was doing. So, you know,
Stephen, I opened up the 2020 Year in Review Mountain Bizworks brochure. And who do I see? This handsome man from MS Lean giving a quote. Yeah, I saw you in the brochure. So congratulations that there's a lot of people that they could have highlighted, and they took one of your quotes, you know, talking about how the loans that they provide at Mountain Bizworks was very needed, especially being, you know, a man of color. And, you know, like I said in the introduction, it was really you, you know, when I was talking to you during the Catalyst cohort that pushed me, because I guess kind of felt stuck, like, you know, I'm working all these different jobs. I also have my business, and I really felt like I didn't have enough time. And it just made me feel so good knowing that another man of color was like, no, we need you. And, you know, I really appreciate that push to the point now where I'm looking to contract some bookkeepers so I can keep that book of business alive, because I really do feel like, what's the point of having some of these talents if we can't help people in our community, especially people that look like me?
That's true. That makes sense. Yeah, I was going to keep calling you anyway.
You sure was. We was like, Steven, you got to get let go of your last bookkeeper before we could take over your book. You was like, okay, I'll get it done. But I appreciate that persistence, because that meant you were serious. And a lot of people all the time are like, oh, I want to work with you. And then you tell people the value of your product and they don't want to pay. And right. You always pay on time. Thank you very much. You never question anything. I know you work more with my business partner, LaShawn, than with me, but we just so appreciate everything that you're doing in the community. So I definitely want to keep highlighting your business, and I definitely want you to plug the business before we go. We have about 5 more minutes, but, you know, tell the listeners, like, what type of services can you offer, and are you taking new clients, and are you commercial? Are you residential? What type of work do you provide?
Okay, so we're actually both with commercial and residential. So we provide everywhere from lawn maintenance, which they cutting grass, to small landscape designing, walkways, pressure washing, leaf removal, mulching, shrubs, tree planting, plant planting.
Wow.
Almost you name it. You know, we do it.
That's great.
Yeah, so we do a lot of the things on the landscaping on the landscaping sector. Like I said, both commercial and residential. We do a lot of it. We do aeration, seeding, fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do a lot of spraying, because, you know, we're not licensed to do that. But besides that, everything else, and I don't like spraying a lot anyway. So, but besides that, you know, we do everything under the scope of landscaping.
And then tell the listeners a little bit about this hauling and trucking side of the business.
That is actually, we're under, we're employed, we're subcontracted under the state. So that's through, that actually comes through what I have is the DBE, the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, which is, you know, through the state for minority women-owned businesses.
Wonderful.
So we're working on I-26 right now, from the Toys R Us, almost the Toys R Us exit or the outlet exit, all the way down to the airport. So we're covering both sides. And right now we're removing dirt. So yeah, so that's new. We just started that this year, but it's been going well so far. So we've been able to, you know, subcontract and employ some individuals. So I'm very excited about that as well.
And so, Stephen, with your businesses, I know that you employ minority, disadvantaged. Do you employ prior offenders? So if someone says, hey, I have a record, Are you offering any jobs for those that are in that predicament?
Yes. That's you know why MSME was started too, was actually to hire individuals that was coming out of that situation. And you know, I think a lot of times people look at individuals that've been incarcerated as a liability. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's kind of like what Sun Tzu says in Art of War. You see, you know, your enemy will work 10 times harder than your friend to mm-hmm. prove their loyalty. So yep. you know, you can take those individuals, and once you give them a chance, you know, they're trying to work harder, because what we are trying to do is reestablish ourselves. Like, we try to reestablish the trust among in our families or among our friends. You know, we try to reestablish the relationships that we had with family and with friends and with society and with our community. So they're very valuable assets to their community, but they can be once given a chance or opportunity.
Absolutely. And I feel like you said, you can have people that have never been incarcerated, has everything given to them, and they don't work hard, you know, or they know somebody. And I think you can have situations where sometimes it might not work out, whichever background, you know, the person that you choose. But I just appreciate the fact that you're giving people that opportunity. And I've been hearing more organizations that's trying to do that. So again, let the listeners know, how can they reach out to you? Like, do you guys have a website from MS Lean or any social media that you can plug?
Oh, yes, we do have a website. It's msleanlandscaping.com. Mm-hmm. And definitely people can check us out, you know, on that website. Or, you know, you can see us in the neighborhood, give us a shout out too. Because we're all over, from Fletcher all the way back, almost close to Weaverville, so we're somewhere around.
Awesome.
And I'm going to tell you, we got the best customer service hands down.
I know that's right.
It's unbeatable.
Yes.
Not even a lot of companies, I haven't seen the type of customer service that we really, honestly, and I'm not big enough about, you know, MS Lean's horn, but I'm just saying, when it comes to customer service, nobody is
going
to come close to us.
I love that. And I was just talking with someone talking about the value that you can provide. It's like, yes, there might be 10 other landscaping companies out there, but if you have good customer service, if I like your social media, you know, it could be little things, but definitely the customer service goes a long way. So again, Stephen, we have to go, but thank you so much for making the time. I know you're so busy. I had to reschedule. We almost had to reschedule today. And again, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank you so much for not giving up and to continue to be an inspiration for me and many people in Western North Carolina. So I just wish you the best. I know you're going to be successful. Who would have thought, Stephen, 20 years ago, you'd be making all this money hauling dirt up and down 26? Keep doing what you're doing, because I'm very proud of you, and I appreciate the jobs that you're providing to folks. So again, I just want to thank all the listeners for tuning in, and please continue to listen to the Veronica Edwards Show 4:30 p.m. on Fridays. And you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville by going to bizradioasheville.com or by getting the app by entering in 36260 as the contact and texting Asheville.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.